Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN, our chance to take a look at eight area high school football games, and we'll take a look back at how we did in week number four and then dive into week number five here shortly. I want to thank the folks at Rush CPA & Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win throughout the 2021 campaign. Week number four went like this. Our top prognosticator was Jim. He went 7-1 last week. Doug and myself were 6-2, Matt 5-3. So our overall standings now look like this. Matt's still out in front by a game at 25-7. I sit at 24-8, and then we've got Doug at 22-10, and Jim at 21-11. Here heading into week number five of our picks. Here's how it went last week. We had Audubon and Exira EHK in an eight-man matchup. The Wheelers get it 56-7. We all picked the Wheelers, got that one right. Stanton-Essex, a 60-12 victory over Griswold. We all had Stanton-Essex in that one. And it was Mount Air defeating AHSTW 25-6. We all had Mount Air. And we all had Logan Magnolia over Tri-Center. And Loma picks up the 26-14 victory in that game. And then it was Red Oak putting on 31 unanswered to beat Shenandoah, 31-13, and that was a winner for Jim out there on a limb. The rest of us all got that one wrong with Shan. And then Doug picked up a limb pick in the next one as Indianola was able to hold off Lewis Central 14-9, the final there, and that was a winner there just for Doug. We all had the Harlan Cyclones over Glenwood, 41-13, the final there, so we all got that one right with Harlan. And then it was Ballard 48-0 over Atlantic. That was a winner for Jim and myself, and Doug and Matt there had the Trojans. So that's how we went with our week number four picks. We will come back and dive into week number five right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Vicki, this week we have Brew Pub Lots and Lots of Pizzas for $4.99 each when you buy three. Banana Lakes Butter, $2.88 each with a coupon. 10-pound bags of Green Giant russet potatoes for $2.88 each. Over in the meat department, we have fresh salmon portions, $2.99 each. Arm roast, $4.88 a pound. And boneless pork roast for $2.49 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back now here to Who's Gonna Win as we hit into week number five of picks, and we'll start off. We've got 3 8-man games to pick on our sheet here this week. We'll take a look at the first couple here in our opening segment. And we've got the big battle of two top five ranked teams. Number two and number four are going to be duking it out as Cam is on the road at Audubon, 2-4-0 programs. And Jim, with his fine 7-1 week last week, is going to have to go first this week. So we're going to give you the opportunity. This is going to be a good game.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice ball game. Pretty nice matchup there. And I'd like to, first of all, thank Matt for allowing us to have false hope in our competition, allowing us kind of back into the competition here.
You're welcome. You're
after
welcome.
Last week.
Yep, that was a good week for you, Jim.
It might largely be false hope, but at least for a while, we feel better about ourselves. Yeah, it's a nice matchup. You said Cam at Audubon. And, you know, a lot of folks might look at the surface and think, it's Lane Speaker versus Gavin Smith. I mean, these guys are what makes the steam engine run for each of these teams. But, you know, if you just look a little bit deeper, Audubon's having a really good season again, probably stronger to start with than maybe a lot of folks thought because they lost some good players from last year's ball club. But I guess just looking a little bit deeper, I guess I just like the supporting cast, if you want to call it that, a little better for Cam with Colby Rich and Joe Kaufman. I just think they have a few kids that are doing a lot of things both offensively and defensively for them over and above what Lane Speaker provides. So I like Cam on the road, but I think it'll be a good, close, maybe back-and-forth type of ball game.
All right. It's one there for the Cougars, and we have an empty chair in the studio here this week.
I thought it was quiet in here.
Yeah, I don't know. Quieter. Yeah, much quieter. the prognosticating abilities level raised here in the room for some reason. Now, Doug not be able to be with us here this week, so we're going to have to just let you know what picks he took. And so when we get to that empty chair over there, I'll let you know that as we make our way around. So it's he's going with Audubon. He's going the other way. He's taking the Wheelers here in this one. So we've split it up here so far. Matt, who do you like?
Did he give any indication why he was going
to? He did not. No.
Does he have an office in Ottoman?
He does. Oh, he does. He does, yeah. Yes.
Okay. That would be why.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I kind of like echo what Jim kind of said about the supporting cast around at for the Camp Cougars in there. However, it could come down to special teams, you know, going back and forth, special teams in there. Audubon has a pretty good kicking game for themselves in there, so that could be a factor as it gets down late in the game. But I just think there's a few more weapons in there, and I really like Cam's defense. That's probably the most impressive thing, and that's I think we've kind of found that out over the years that there's been a lot of these prolific offenses in the eight-man game, but it really comes down to when it gets to the last 2 weeks of the season in November, it's really the defenses that are the ones that make the difference. So I'm going to go with Cam this week on the road.
All right, another one there for the Cougars. And, yeah, as Jim mentioned, it is kind of that you look at two highlight guys as far as the numbers are concerned, and Lane Speaker definitely has been one of them, just so efficient running the ball so far this year. He's already over 1,000 yards with those 22 touchdowns and just been doing a little bit of everything. If there's one thing that's maybe a drawback to that is that, you know, that's the guy you're going to go track down as the opponent because they have had to keep him a lot of times at quarterback. I think they were hoping that that was going to be a different scenario, but hasn't been so far. But as Matt mentioned, defense has been good. They've only given up 47 points so far here in these first four games of the year, so pretty impressive what they've been able to do. There's a lot of good weapons all over the field, I think, for both of these teams. This is going to come down to the wire. I think this is a four-quarter game. The difference, I think, here is that Cam is the one that maybe has more of that little bit of motivation on their back. They've been in some of these games against Audubon, against Fremont Mills, where they've come up just a little bit short here these last couple of years, and they're wanting to get that Schneid to kind of monkey off their back, so to speak, here this week, and I think they get it done. So I'm going to go with the little bit motivation factor there for Cam, and I'll take the Cougars as well, so we'll leave Doug on a limb.
Well, and you know, it's something I didn't think about, but we were informed here this week that there seems to be a little chip on the Cam's shoulder, too, because they kind of feel like, why do we have to keep playing at Audubon? It seems like they've constantly have been having to go to Audubon, so mm-hmm. I think they're kind of wanting to make a statement if they can this time around, too. So,
yeah,
some interesting dynamics in that game.
Yeah, it should be a fun one for sure. Another eight-man game we'll take a look at here, and this is Bedford 2-2 on the road against Exira EHK at 2-2, and this would be Doug's game to pick. He went with the Bedford Bulldogs. He's going with the road team. So, Matt, who do you like?
Yeah, interesting. Oh well, Exira EHK jumped out to a nice 2-0 start on the season. The last couple weeks have taken their lumps here at the hands of Woodbine and Audubon in there, but you know, I think this is a game that they can kind of have the opportunity to regroup here with Bedford coming to town. It'll be at home for the Spartans. They haven't really done a lot of bad things, just haven't been able to follow through on some things up there. Woodbine, I think there was turnovers that kind of hurt them in there, just maybe overmatched a little bit up front. So I look for them to get things corrected in there. I believe it's homecoming up there, so I'm going to go with Sparty on the hill for the homecoming victory.
All right, it's one for Exira EHK. You look at it on paper, and it would look to be a pretty close game. Both teams have kind of struggled a little bit to get the offenses going. You look at overall production, Exira EHK has a little bit more from the hands of Trey Peterson there, both throwing and running the ball. I think it's definitely a team that both these teams that have struggled to play good defense consistently throughout the year. And I don't know. The prognostication thinks that Bedford's got a little bit of an edge, but I'm kind of with Matt here, I think. Maybe the homecoming spirit gives Sparty a little bit of an edge up there on the hill, so I'm going to go with Exira EHK. Jim?
All right, very good. Well, Exira EHK likes to spread the ball around to a certain extent. They've got six different players who've carried the football so far this year. Now, you want to know how many people have carried the football for Bedford this year? You talk about heavy on the ground game. 15 different players have at least one carry so far this year for Bedford. So they're really spreading it around. They're very heavy on the ground game. They don't throw much at all. Matt touched on it a little bit ago in a couple of those ball games. Exira EHK struggled at times with turnovers. And that's what bothers me about that one, because Bedford is the kind of a team, when you're heavy on the run like that, that you're less likely probably to have, when you're not, don't have the ball out there in space all the time, you're more likely to control the ball and control the game. I think if they get an early lead, they can do that. So I'm going to go with Bedford on the road here in this one, but I think this is a tough one to pick.
Okay. So that's a couple of games into our sheet here this week. We will take a pause. We've got one more eight-man game to look at when we come back here on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Vicki, this week we have Brew Pub Lots and Lots of Pizzas for $4.99 each when you buy three. Vanna Lakes Butter, $2.88 each with a coupon. 10-pound bags of Green Giant russet potatoes for $2.88 each. Over in the meat department, we have fresh salmon portions, $2.99 each. Arm roast, $4.88 a pound. And boneless pork roast for $2.49 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. Let's dive into another eight-man contest. We've got a couple of teams that are trying to get into that win column this year, and this may be the best opportunity for both of them to be able to do that. Griswold is on the road to take on East Union, a couple of 0-4 squads. Matt, what do you like?
Okay. Yeah, somebody's going to come away with a victory, I believe.
Has to happen, right?
I think so, yeah. See, we have overtime rules in high school, so... So it's going to be a battle in there, and you look up and down the yardage sheet, I guess, team statistics in there, and they're just very comparable, passing and running in there, just everything's just a lot of similarities. So I'm going to kind of go with the East Union on this one. I think they probably have Griswold's been playing a lot of young kids. East Union's kind of got some older kids. They picked up the victory last year over the Griswold. It was a close one, 18-12. But I'm going to go with the home team on here in East Union.
All right. It's one there for the Eagles. And this is a little bit difficult, I think, just because they are so comparable, like you said, the numbers-wise. And Griswold, it's just so thin. You know, they just don't have a whole lot of depth. I don't know that East Union's in any better position there either. But with it being the long road trip, and having a little bit of that home field edge, I'm also going to give a little slight edge here to East Union. Hope the Tigers are able to go on the road and pick one up, but I think I'll give the slight nod to East Union here. Jim?
475. That's how many total points these two teams have given up combined so far this year. It's been a tough year so far for the two defenses with these two ball clubs. And as Matt said earlier, you look up and down the statistical numbers, and it's just like mirror image back and forth. Size-wise, you know, you take a look at the rosters, the sizes of kids are very similar. One thing that's not similar, though, is East Union has a 3-0 all-time record against Griswold, and Griswold has to make the drive. So I'm going to go with the home team.
All right, so another one there for the Eagles, and Doug's going to make it interesting because he's going out on the limb. He's taking the Griswold Tigers here to pick up a win in this one, so we'll have him out there by himself on that one. Let's go to a Class A matchup here as Riverside, 4-0 on the year, goes on the road to take on HSTW, coming in at 1-3. I get first crack here at this one. It could be an interesting game, and you look at some of the numbers out there, there are some similarities to these two teams. I think HSTW has been probably disappointed with the way they played in a couple of games, but they have played some decent competition here so far throughout the year, and that maybe is what makes them a little battle-tested. Austin Krumkowski, though, has been playing very well here for Riverside, been pretty efficient, 8 touchdown passes. He's also ran for 4. HSTW, I think their struggle so far has been trying to get the ball to their playmakers and giving them opportunities to score. I think this is going to be probably a closer game than maybe somebody would just look at the records and think. But I still am going to give a little bit of the edge here to Riverside. I think they've got a little bit more consistency going with what they've been able to produce on offense. And I think that's what allows them to get it done. Jim?
Chucky?
Chucky doll?
Oh, yes, this is, isn't it?
Is this the Chucky matchup?
This is the Chucky doll. Chucky doll.
This is the showdown for Chucky.
Chucky.
What Chris said, but also they have one common opponent. That was Mount Air. Riverside defeated them, and AHSTW lost to them, so if you want to play it off that way. But I just think Riverside's been playing more consistent football than AHSTW this year. Granted, not taking the opponents into consideration, just, you know, AHSTW, there have been times when you feel like they're right there, and then the turnover happens or something goes wrong. And Riverside just feels like they've been very consistent all year long. Maybe not spectacular, but consistent. So I like the Bulldogs on the road.
All right, another one there for Riverside. Maybe instead of Doug's pick, we should have phoned in Novotny to get his idea on the Chucky doll.
Yes.
Doug's going with Riverside. So we've got three for the Bulldogs so far. Matt?
I'll just make it unanimous on there for the Bulldogs in there. I think, they've just been able to get things done week in, week out. HSTW is still trying to find their identity and how to get things done in there. So that's probably the big thing is just, like Jim said, the consistency so far.
All right, we're going to go to another Class A matchup here, another Western Iowa Conference battle, as IKM Manning goes, will be the host team. The Tri-Center goes on the road to take on IKM Manning. I had it actually flipped on my sheet originally, but it will be there at IKM Manning, and a couple of 2-2 teams. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, if I knew that, I'd be in first place now, wouldn't I? I went to look at statistics, and usually your go-to is the offensive statistics. What are they doing for passing, rushing, all that kind of stuff. But in this particular case, the numbers that caught me were the defensive numbers. And it's kind of funny when thinking about Tri-Center because over the last several years it's been kind of an aerial show and how many numbers can they run up. But Brecken Freeburg is a monster on defense. I mean, in four games, he's got 61.5 tackles, 11.5 tackles for loss, four sacks. He's recovered a fumble. That's a lot of numbers for four games. I mean, that's impressive. I just think Tri-Center's offense is a little bit better. I think they've been playing a pretty good slate of competition here lately, too. So I like Tri-Center in this one.
All right, it's going for the Trojans, and Doug's going to stay there as well. He's going with Tri-Center. Matt, who do you like?
Yeah, I think the Trojans in here, they've played a pretty decent schedule. I've gone up against Underwood and Trainer. Picked up a win Missouri Valley and had a really tough game last week against Logan Magnolia and put up some good numbers and competed very respectably in there. So I think just the body of work that they've had so far this year to get to this point is probably a little bit better. And, they keep the ball on the ground and they do a lot of things there with the Freeburg as their running back. So I'm gonna go with the Trojans of Tri-Center.
All right, Tri-Center there, and I guess I was impressed with how tight they were able to keep that game last week against Logan Magnolia, and the one drawback, if you look at the numbers from that game, they did give up quite a bit on the ground, and of course that's what Loma wants to do. They want to keep chugging along, and they just kind of ground out that game and were able to win it in that manner. I think this is going to be a lot closer than people are anticipating because I do think IKM Manning's got a pretty good ground game when they get going and they're consistent. Amos Rasmussen can be a kind of a spark plug if you get him some space. But I also am going to give the edge. A team coming off a tough game like that and wanting to bounce back, I'm going to give the edge here to Tri-Center. This should be a good one, though. Let's move on to a Class 1A contest as we will have ACGC taking their 4-0 record on the road to take on Nottoway Valley. This would be Doug's first pick. He's going to go with the Chargers. He likes ACGC here on the road. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. They're playing some really good football right now. Of course, they just do it on the ground. They run the ball and run the ball some more. But they've also got a pretty good salty defense in there, and they've been very aggressive in how they've gotten things done on the defensive side of the ball. So I think they're playing at a pretty high level right now. They're pretty confident of what's going on, so I'm going to go with the Chargers.
All right, another one there for the Chargers. I'm going to go with ACGC as well. Gavin Cornelison has done a great job on the ground, 701 yards, 12 touchdowns. They've got, of course, lots of other guys that are back from an experienced team that's gradually been improving these last couple of years under Coach Mathewson there. They've had a nice rise. Nottoway Valley's team that's been up and down. They've been pretty inconsistent so far here this year, and this is going to be a tough team. They struggled with teams that run the ball well, and that's what ACGC is going to do. So I'm going to go with ACGC for sure here. Jim?
Yeah, I mean, if you ever wondered, if you put a team that passes all the time against a team that runs all the time, who wins? this is your game. I mean, ACGC never throws. And Nottoway Valley, they never run. Nottoway Valley has 25 team rushing yards net on the year. 736 pass yards. Their rushing leader has 41 yards.
Wow.
Now, how can that be? Well, because it's net. You know, there's somebody, I think one of their quarterback has like 68 minus 68 yards. So anyway, 25 net rushing yards in the year. ACGC has only 131 passing yards on the year, but they've rushed for almost 1,600. And they have four guys who have run for over 200 yards so far this year compared to just 25 net rushing yards. For. I mean, so it is literally going to come down to what works better, the air game or the ground game. I like the Lightning Bolts. I like the Chargers. I think ACGC is a better ball club, and I think they're going to roll to victory.
All right, we're going to go Chargers across the board with that one. We've got a couple more games left here on our sheet, and we'll take a look at them after this time out here on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Vicki, this week we have Brew Pub Lots and Lots of Pizzas for $4.99 each when you buy three. Vanna Lakes Butter, $2.88 each with a coupon. 10-pound bags of Green Giant russet potatoes for $2.88 each. Over in the meat department, we have fresh salmon portions, $2.99 each. Arm roast, $4.88 a pound. And boneless pork roast for $2.49 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back now to Who's Going to Win. Let's continue on here as we move into a matchup in Class 2A. Greene County, a team that just jumped into the top 10 rankings here this week, 3-1 record on the year, goes on the road to take on a 1-3 Clarinda squad. Matt, who's going to win?
Well, this is an interesting game, and I'm glad you put this on the sheet here, Chris, because I think on paper people see this right out of the gate and their records, and you automatically just think Greene County, but I think you really need to look at who they've played in their first three games. Clarinda has played Creston, Underwood, and Trainer, and then they finally picked up their first victory last week against Clark. And then you've got Greene County, who's played ACGC, which is their one loss, and they have wins over Perry, Kemper Catholic, and Des Moines Christian, a big win last week. So there's a lot of similarities. Both of them like to run the ball. Predominantly, Greene County's moved that direction this year, and they've doing a lot better. Staudler's their quarterback in there. Seems like he's a senior, but it seems like he's been there forever. Atlantic's played him the last few years, and he's been there. But I'm actually going to go – this is a tough one. I think Greene County played ACGC really tough, lost on an extra point play late in the game, beginning of the season. I liked their victory over Kemper. Wasn't too bad, and they just really went after Des Moines Christian last week. I'm going to go with Greene County, I think. I just think they probably got a little bit more size, a little more depth to them, especially on the defensive side of the ball in there. So it'll be a good one. We'll see, but I'm going to go with Greene County.
All right. One there for the Rams. I think this is definitely shapes up much different than you would just first glance at it. With Clarinda, the type of tough competition that they have played here so far, I think for Clarinda, it's just going to be a matter of can they get the ground game going a little bit here against this Greene County team. Tayden Brown can be a tough back if you can get him going a little bit, but not all of their games so far they've been able to do that. So if they get behind, they're a tough team, I think, to try to rally in a game for. I think I'm going to give just a slight edge here to Greene County. I think they have a little bit more of that experience overall. This will be a really good game, though. I'm going to go with Greene County. Jim?
Yeah, I am as well. That Greene County ACGC game, though, it must have been a fun game to go to. It tied, go to overtime, and Greene County has the ball first. They score, miss on the extra point try, and ACGC never kicks extra points. They go for two, and they were successful with their two-point conversion, hence the two-point win. So, yeah, nice game. But, you know, I just think in this one, I understand the difference in competition that maybe they've faced during the year, but I just think there's still a lot to be said about momentum. And I think Guthrie, or Greene County, rather, has that on their side right now. So, Greene County.
Doug is going to agree. He's taking Greene County as well, so we'll go Rams across the board there in that one. Our final game here on the sheet will be a game that we'll have for you here on the radio tonight as Atlantic goes on the road to start district play against the ADM Tigers over in Adel. And I guess I get to the first crack here at this one. ADM coming in at 3-1, Atlantic now at 1-3. And ADM, interestingly enough, you look at their numbers, kind of different team than what you usually would expect out of them, a team that usually likes to spread the field and pitch the ball around a little bit more, but they've been doing it a little bit more on the ground here this year so far. Their quarterback, Matt Dufault, is up to 581 rushing yards with 9 scores on the ground. Definitely looks like a guy that's capable of doing both things, both throwing and running, and that'll make it a little bit tough to try to keep track of him. Of course, Atlantic coming off a tough one last week there against Ballard, just could not get anything going in the right direction. It just was kind of a, you know, uncrisp night for them. A lot of things weren't clean out there, and they'll need to get better in a hurry here if they want to try to pick up some wins here in district play. I just think that the momentum factor is too much, and especially going on the road against a tough team here to open up district play, I'm going to give the edge here to ADM, but certainly hope that the Trojans are able to bounce back and put together a tougher performance here this week. Jim?
Yeah, well, Atlantic's game at AD or at Ballard last week, that was a tough one. I mean, you're playing on turf, but it felt like you were running in mud. I mean, it just didn't seem like we could really get started. Ballard dominated the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. It was hard to get anything going. You can't find holes when you can hardly get started. So it just didn't look like a crisp effort for Atlantic last week. But Ballard, of course, their size and ability at the line had a lot to do with that. ADM, on the other hand, they picked up a win over Ballard earlier this year. They won 3 straight games before they lost Winterset, so they've had a little success. I just think ADM's a little too much right now for Atlantic, but I'd like to see them get some of that stuff squared away a little bit and look just a little crisper at the line of scrimmage.
Doug's also going to go with the Tigers. He's going to take ADM here. Matt?
Well, yeah, like Jim said, you know, just got to improve in some certain places in there. Getting off the ball is one of those things, and just making things happen a little quicker for the Trojans in there. Outside containment's kind of lacking in there as well. You know, teams really aren't having much success around the middle, but it's just once they get on that edge, you know, just really struggling there. So, that quarterback for ADM, he's a big guy. He likes to run, and he'll run a lot in there. So that'll definitely be tough for them to contain in there. I don't think they have quite the size matchup that Ballard gave them, even though Ballard did defeat ADM earlier in the season. It'll be interesting to see what ADM does after they kind of got stomped on pretty good last week by Winterset there. So how are they going to respond to this week? But since the faithful Doug alumni, he went against his alma mater, I guess I'll go with him and just keep it unanimous across the board and go with ADM.
All right. We're going to go Tigers across the board there for last one. So we will have that game coming up for you here tonight on the radio and on KJN TV as well. So join Mike Smith and myself for the broadcast coming up here tonight. We want to thank the folks at Rush CPA and Associates and also Fairway for bringing you another week of Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Vicki, this week we have Brew Pub Lots and Lots of Pizzas for $4.99 each when you buy 3. Vanna Lakes Butter, $2.88 each with a coupon. 10-pound bags of Green Giant Russet Potatoes for $2.88 each. Over in the meat department, we have fresh salmon portions, $2.99 each. Arm roast, $4.88 a pound. And boneless pork roast for $2.49 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.